Hare Krishna, I welcome everybody to Bhakti Sangha Jepa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Holiness Bhakti Ashraya Vaishnava Swami Maharaj on the call to enlighten us on topic Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 1st chapter, 12th verse. Before I hand over the call to Maharaj, I would like to hand over call to His Grace Rohini Kumar Balram Hari Prabhu to introduce about Maharaj. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please take over the call. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Vinita Mataji, Hare Krishna, all the devotees. His Holiness Bhakti Ashraya Vaishnava Swami appeared in the year 1961. He came in contact with ISKCON in 1984 and joined as a full-time devotee in 1985 in Vrindavan. He received his Harinam initiation from His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj in 2013 on the auspicious day of appearance day of Vairagya Murti Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji. He accepted the renounced order of life. He sings Vaishnava bhajans melodiously and beautifully with explanation of their purpose. Maharaj focuses on establishing loving relationship with devotees and everyone else. He is famous for his lectures in various languages, especially in Hindi, English, Oriya, and well known for his simplicity. He has been recommended to become a member of Vrindavan Regional Council by His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. Currently, he is serving as a regional secretary of NCR, Vrindavan, Delhi, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh. Maharaj travels all around the world and also visits South Africa every year for Color Festival. Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. We are very, very fortunate to have you on the call today, Maharaj. Thank you so much for your valuable time and attention. Please take over the call, Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna to all of you. First of all, I want to offer my heartfelt gratitude to Shama Gauri Devidasi. Somehow or other, she got my contact and contact me to take association of all of you. So somehow or other, today I am feeling very fortunate that I am getting online association at least of all you elevated devotees. So let us start the class, because I am speaking from ISKCON Sridham Vrindavan. So it's my duty to start with by offering my obeisances at the lotus feet of their Lordship Sri Krishna Balaram, our worshipable Lord here in ISKCON Vrindavan, and Sri Radha Samsundar Lalita Vishakha Devi, Sri Sinitai Gaur Sundar, and Srila Prabhupada, by offering my full obeisances at their feet and begging their blessings. So by their blessings only, by the power of their blessings only, I can try to speak something in front of you. So let us start. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Narayanam namaskritya naram chaiva narottamam devim saraswatim vyasam tato jayam udirahet. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nanda Gopakumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. So today we are going to read from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 1, Text 12. Natasya kaschit, very good. Natasya kaschit tapasa vidyayava na yoga viryena manisayava naivartha dharme paratah satuva kritam vihantum tanubhrutti bhuyat. Na, the, okay, synonyms. Na, never. Tasya, his. Kashid, anyone. Tapasa, by austerity. Vidyaya, by education. Ba, ar. Na, never. Yoga, by power of mystic yoga. Biryena, by personal strength. Manishaya, by intelligence. Ba, ar. Na, never. Eva, certainly. Artha, by material opulence. Dharma, by the power of religion. Parataha, by any external, by any external power. Swataha, by personal endeavor. Your personal endeavor. Ba ar kritam the order. Bihantum to avoid. Tanubhrit, a living entity who has accepted a material body. Vibhuyat is able. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. One cannot avoid the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not by the strength of severe austerities, an exalted Vedic education, or the power of mystic yoga, physical prowess, or intellectual activities. Nor can one use his power of religion, his material opulence, or any other means, either by himself or with the help of others, to defy the orders of the Supreme Lord. That is not possible for any living being from Brahma down to the ant. Purport. In the Brihad Aranyaka Upanishad, 3.8.9, Yajnavalkya says to Gargi, the daughter of Gargamuni, Etasya va akhyarasya prasasane Gargi, Surya Chandramaso vidhruto tishthataha. My dear Gargi, everything is under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even the sun, the moon, and other controllers and demigods like Lord Brahma and King Indra are all under his control. An ordinary human being or animal who has accepted a material body cannot go beyond the jurisdiction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's control. A material body includes senses. However, the sense activities of so-called scientists who try to be free from God's law or the laws of nature are useless. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 7.14. Mama maya duratyaya. It is impossible to surpass the control of material nature. For the Supreme Personality of Godhead is working behind it. Sometimes we are proud of our austerities, penances, and mystic yogic powers. But it is clearly stated herein that one cannot surpass the laws and directions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, either by dint of mystic power, a scientific education, or austerities and penances. It is impossible. The word manishaya means by intelligence is of special significance. Priyavrata might argue that Lord Brahma was requesting him to accept family life and the responsibility for ruling a kingdom. Although Narada Muni had advised him not to enter household life and be entangled in material affairs. Whom to accept would be a puzzle for Priya Vrata, because both Lord Brahma and Narada Muni are authorities. Under these circumstances, the use of the word Manisaya is very appropriate, for it indicates that since both Narada Muni and Lord Brahma are authorized to give instruction, Priya Vrata should neglect neither of them, but should use his intelligence to follow the advice of both to solve such dilemmas. Srila Rupa Goswami has given a very clear conception of intelligence. He says, Na saktasya visayan yatharham upayunyataha nirbandhaha krishna sambandhe juktam vairagyam uchyati. Visayan, material affairs, should be accepted without attachment, and everything should be dovetailed with the service of the Lord. That is real intelligence, Manisa. Becoming a family man or king in the material world is not harmful if one accepts everything for Krishna service. That necessitates clear intelligence. Mayavadi philosophers say, Brahma Satyam Jagat Mithya. This material world is false and only the absolute truth is real. However, an intelligent devotee in the line of Lord Brahma and great sage Narada, or in other words, in the Brahma Sampradaya, does not consider this world as false. That which is created by the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be false, but using it for enjoyment is false. Everything is meant to be enjoyed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 5:29. Bhuktaram jagya tapasam sarvaloka maheswaram. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the supreme proprietor and enjoyer, and therefore everything should be dovetailed for his enjoyment and service, regardless of one's circumstances, favorable or unfavorable. One should use everything to serve the Supreme Lord. That is the perfect way to use, one's intelligence. Om Agyanam Timirandhasya Gyanam Janasalakya Chakhirunmulitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Svapadantikam Bande Aham Sri Guru Sri Yutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavansh Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganam Raghunatham Nitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Ralita Sri Vishakha Nitamsha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Sri Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishvanushute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. Namang Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Desatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita.
Hare Krishna. Yes, Maharaj, now we can hear you.
Okay, now it's okay?
Yeah, yes, Maharaj, now we can see you and hear you.
Okay, so this verse is spoken by Brahmaji. Brahma is the in charge of this universe, and he is the direct son and representative of the Supreme Lord. He is the creator of this universe even, and he is sitting in his office in Satyaloka, maintaining the whole universal affairs as empowered by the Supreme Lord. He is Swayambhu Padmajoni, directly coming from the Nawal, from the lotus, coming from the Nawal of Garbha Sai Vishnu. So he is also a Gunavatar, and he is one of the Dadas Mahajana. So he is speaking this very important verse. This is spoken by Brahma as a advice to King Priyavrata. Why? Priyavrata Maharaj, he was a son of Manu, but somehow or other he was the disciple of the great sage Devarsi Narada Muni. Narada Muni, as you know, famous to make brahmachari. He is an expert brahmachari trainer. He is famous that once he created 10,000 brahmacharis in one batch. 10,000. In one batch, 10,000. All of them are same age, same nature, same quality, same form like that. Hari Aswa, Dakhya's son. And then second batch, another 1,000 again. And many from his followers are there, his disciples are there, down from Vyasadeva, Valmiki, Dhruva, Prahlad, all eminent personalities, they are his students. So that famous great sage Narada is the spiritual master of Priyavrata Maharaj. Priyavrata Maharaj, when he was young boy, a student of Narada Muni, Narada Muni guided him, my dear Priyavrata, please don't get entangled in this material affairs. Don't be interested to get the kingdom, be a king. Better go out and stay in forest and do your bhajan. Practice devotional service for the pleasure of Lord. Serve him. So, by the instructions of Narada Muni, Ribat Maharaj, he didn't get married and he went to forest and doing his tapasya there, trying to follow and execute the orders of his spiritual master. So what happened? Here in the kingdom of Manu, they need a king, and they very much need the help of Priyavrata Maharaj. He wants Priyavrata Maharaj to be the Manu, the king of the Manavas. So, but he is not in the royal house, he is in the forest. And at that time there was no cell phone, smartphone, no laptop, or no internet, no medium of communication, no postal department even, no letter, no telegram, nothing. You have to go personally to the forest and find out where he is. Then you can talk to him. Otherwise, no way. So, but Narada Muni knows where he is. So then, his father, the Manu Maharaj, he went to him and asked him, my dear son, please come and take the kingdom. Please be king and manage the affairs. He somehow or other didn't agree to his father's proposal. Then Manu Maharaj, his father, he sent message to his father, Brahmaji. Then Brahmaji come down to this situation. And he came to the forest, to the place, and he requested also. And this is the verse spoken by Brahma to Privrat Maharaj in the forest, when he was not ready to accept the proposal of becoming a king, even by told by his father, Manu. Manu is also a Mahajana. So now Brahma is telling to Priyavrata Maharaj, "Oh my dear son Priyavrata, please don't be so much adamant. Stick to your principle only. Why? You don't know. That is not a single entity in this whole universe who can able to defy the order of and plan of the Supreme Lord. No way, not possible. Some people, you may think, and many people may think, no, I am so powerful by my tapabala, my tapasya, my yogi power, my sacrifice, I am performed very, very big, big sacrifices. I have got so much opulences. I'm so much powerful strength. I have many friends. They're very powerful and very opulent and powerful friends. They're ready to do anything for me. So by all these means, and you may have very sharp intelligence, high education, support, anything you have. By all these means, it is not possible to surpass the order, to go against the desire of the Lord for a single inch. Forget any other thing. None. Nobody can do it. It is not possible. So, that's what is Lord Brahma is telling in this particular verse. न तस्य कश्चित् तपसा विद्यया वा न योग वीर्येण मनीषया वा न तस्य तस्य मीन्स लॉर्ड्स कश्चित् नेवर एवर लिटिल बिट बाय डीड ऑफ तपस्या विद्या एजुकेशन योग पावर ऑफ योगिक पावर एंड बाय योर स्ट्रेंथ मनीष बाय योर इंटेलिजेंस and by religion, and by taking help from others, support from others, and including all of them. If you apply all the means, still, sarvatova kritam vihantum tanubhrut vibhuyat. It's not possible to surpass the laws of Supreme Lord. Not possible. So please, forget your so-called strict bhav or desire. You don't know that all of us have to follow the desire of the Supreme Lord to please Him. So when Lord Brahma, when he advised, instruct to Priyavrata Maharaj like this, so Priyavrata Maharaj may ask to Brahmaji, "Oh my grandfather Brahma, please consider my case that you are such an extraordinary personality, elevated personality, my great grandfather. You are saying to entangle in material affairs, get married and accept the kingdom. My father also, his authority also, he is also saying like that. But my spiritual master, he is also the authority and representative of Lord. He is a Mahajana. He is telling me in a different way. So to whom I should accept? What can I do? Now I am in dilemma. I cannot deny my guru's order. And I cannot deny your order too. So what to do? So if Priyavrata Maharaj will raise this point, so Brahmaji is also telling, oh my dear son, Yabata, you have to solve, sort out this dilemma by your buddhi, by your presence of mind, manisaya. So that's the Prabhupada is telling, the word manisaya is very significant here. Manisaya means intelligence. You have to use your intelligence. How to sort out this problem? What is your sort out? Intelligence means you have to please all the authorities, all the authentic authorities, because your father and your spiritual master and me, all are authentic authorities. All are representative of the Supreme Lord. So all the order of all of them, all of us are also to be followed. You should not deny, you should not defy the orders of all of us. You have to follow all of us. Are Baba, is contradicting. Because my guru is telling something and if people are telling something, what to do? No, no, you have to fulfill the desire of your guru too and our desire also. So, how to do now? You have to apply your intelligence. So, in this connection, Brahmaji is telling, you have to apply your intelligence. So, Prabhupada is pointing out what is that intelligence. He is telling Rupa Goswami has given a very good formula for intelligence. Anasaktasya visayan yatharha upajunyataha nirbandha krishna sambandhe yukta vairagya uchyate. So one thing we can discuss that Krishna, he is Paramatma of everybody. He is Antarjami Purusa. He is sitting in the heart of every being. He is inside Brahma. He is inside Manu. He is inside Priyavrat Maharaj. He is inside Narada Muni. And he is there in his post also. As the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everywhere. And he is inducing Priyavrat Maharaj to follow the order of spiritual master strictly. Don't get entangled in this kingdom affairs and get married. Follow your celibacy and be follow the renounced order. And he, Lord himself, is inducing in the father Manu to go and get your son, get him married and give him the responsibility of kingdom. And when father's order is not getting educated, the father is complaining to his father, Brahmaji, Brahma himself, this creator, he is coming and he is also inducing, instructing Prabhupada Maharaj. And Lord is there in his post and also staying in each heart of in each of them. Each of them means he is inside Prabhupada Maharaj, sitting and seeing what he is doing. And he is sitting in the heart of Narada, Brahma, Manu, everybody, and seeing out. So this is the nature of our dear, most near and dear Lord, that he wants to put his devotee into such kind of situation. Yeah, that is his nature. He likes that. If somebody become dear to Lord and to take step seriously to serve Lord, towards Lord, then Lord will put him in such kind of dilemma. That such a contradictory situation, that his guru is telling something and his father is telling something and grandfather and the higher authority, highest authority is telling something. And he has to face the situation, what to do. If you do one thing, not other, they will become angry. Then he will become angry. Then what to do? And when Brahmaji is instructing, he is telling, my dear Lord Brahma, my great grandfather, tell me what to do. Then Brahma is telling, apply your intelligence. He is not telling, my dear Lord, son, do like that. No, he said, apply your intelligence. Are you? How will you apply your intelligence? Now that's what. Manisaya Abha. You have your intelligence and apply it, but it should satisfy all of us. I'm not telling you should go against the order of your spiritual master, and neither you go against the order of us. No, you have to follow, and that's your duty. Apply your intelligence and do it. You know, when in first canto Bhagavatam also, when Ashwatthama, the son of Dronacharya, when he, at the end of Kurukshetra, when he killed the sleeping sons of Draupadi, the Pandavas, so they became so angry. Arjun, taking Krishna as his chariot driver, he followed and catch hold of Ashwatthama. Krishna told him, kill him. Kill him, he is Atatai. So kill him. And Krishna proved that he should be killed. All proof of a man should be killed, it is there. He is with him. He is Atatai. So he should be killed. So, but Arjun said, anyway, I promise that I should take him to our assembly and say, Lord said, you promised to Draupadi that you have to take his head, give his head to her. But somehow or other, Arjun bring Ashwatthama to the place where all of them, all the Pandavas, Draupadi were there, to their camp. Lord also there. So now, when he bring down Ashwatthama, he arrested Ashwatthama, his hand and legs are chained, bound. By seeing in this piteous, in this difficult situation, in arrested situation, Draupadi Mata became very affected. She told, oh my dear Arjun, please release him, please release him. Why not? He, you know, he is our Guru Putra. He is like our Guru. Dronacharya is your Acharya. And he is the one son of his Acharya. He is like Acharya. So, how come you are putting your Acharya in this such a situation? No, no, no. Please release him. And Draupadi gave very solid ground. He said, first of all, he is the son of our Acharya. Secondly, he is a Brahmana. Thirdly, he is the only one son of his mother. And and also his father is dead. His mother is a widow. Now, if you kill him, she will be childless because no husband is there, so he can't get another child. So, I have five husbands, Draupadi said. I have you all five husbands. Five sons gone. We may get more sons. I have that hope. But just imagine your Guru Mata, Kripi, what kind of difficult situation will happen to her if you kill her son, only one son? Yes, I accept he has done a biggest blunder. Definitely, he should be killed. But if you kill him, neither I can get back my son, nor Kripi can get his son. So only if I enhance the miserable situation, nothing will shut it out. So what is the use of killing him? Please, release him. Don't kill him. And Brahmabandhu Abhadhya. And then when Draupadi said like that, then Yudhishthira Maharaj, Nakul, Sahadev, Satyaki, everybody appreciated this, her proposal. He said, yes, yes, yes. We all agree. What Draupadi says, we all agree. But Bhimasena, he totally opposed. He said, no way. Arjun just kept aside. If you can't just leave me, I will just muscle him now, finish him now. I will just finish him without any weapons even. I will squeeze him out now. Take out his head. Bhimasena was in very angry mood. So now, and Bhimasena gave his group ground, his proper valid ground. He said, he is Atatai. We should be killed according to law. So all of them, whatever Draupadi and Dharmaraj, Yudhishthira and all are staying, they are also according to law. whatever Bhima is saying, that's also according to law. And Krishna was telling before also. So now Arjuna is totally in dilemma. And he took shelter of his dear friend Krishna. He said, my dear friend Krishna, so please help me in this situation. What to do? What is your decision? Draupadi and all others, my elder brother and all of them, they are saying to release him, don't kill him. Bhimbhaya is so powerful, he is saying, if you can't just leave me, I will finish the job. He is forcing me to kill him. So, oh my dear Lord, I am in confused now, in perplexed situation. Please tell me what to do in this situation. So when he takes shelter of his friend, Supreme Lord Krishna, Krishna very promptly and nicely answer, oh my dear Arjun, actually you ask me, I want that you should fulfill and satisfy the desire of Bhima and others too. Yudhishthira Maharaj and Draupadi, you should satisfy them and satisfy Bhima too and me too. It is not more confusing. At least they are telling do something. He is telling do something. And Krishna is telling to do everything. It's more confusing. When you take shelter of Lord and expect to sort out the matter, then Krishna will put you in a totally confusion state, in perplexity. So Krishna is telling, anyway, Draupadi and Yudhishthira, they are telling just release him. Bhimasena is trying to kill him. I am telling do both. Kill him and release him too. Aray, how can it be possible? How can I kill him and not kill him also, release him also? Krishna, I want that, and I am telling also to satisfy both the parties. See, that is the answer to his dearmost friend and his devotee Arjun. If in the place of Arjun, if you would have there, then finish. Just imagine what would be our position. This is the nature of our dear Lord. He wants to take test of us like that. This is the test. This is the test of it. So in this test, Arjun passed because he is a proper devotee. He knows what Lord wants. So immediately he said, oh my dear Lord, okay, you want that? I should satisfy both the parties? Now, yes, both the parties and me too. So then Arjun immediately took out his sword and served the hairs. Served the hairs and take out the jewels from his forehead. To make his kurup and take out the brilliant opulence, that money. He is totally now down, no affluence, nothing. So in this way, Asatthama got badly humiliated and lose all his opulence, prestige, power, goodwill, everything, and throw him away, get out from here. Severe insult. So if some Brahmana, some higher grade person, they should not be killed physically, but the killing is as good as if you insult them, that is also as good as killing. So Arjuna insulted him, not practically killed him. So all the parties were happy, Krishna also happy. He is killed and not killed, both way also. So similar position here in the case of Devat Maharaj now. He is asking Brahma, my dear great father, grandfather Brahma, you and my daddy is telling me to accept Grihastha Ashram and accept the kingdom, but my spiritual master is not favorable to it. He is telling no, be in Brahmacharya Ashram or something like that. So what to do? And Brahmaji answered, my dear Devat, yes, you should follow your spiritual master, satisfy him, and also follow our order too. What we want to do both. You should do something to please both of us. Are Baba, shall I stay in forest or stay in palace? Shall I get renounced or shall I be married? But now do both. So how do you understand do both? That means Devat Maharaj was also like Arjun. He was a very mature devotee. So he understood the instructions of Brahma. What Brahma is going to say, that how we cannot go against the desire of the Supreme Lord. Whatever Lord's plan, no way, by any power, by any adamant or by strength, somehow we cannot go against it. We have to follow it. No way. So then why you are just becoming so strict in your bhav? Forget it. Not I am following because I am strictly following my order of my spiritual master. Yes, you follow, but also follow this also. This is also the order of spiritual master. This is also the Krishna is the Jagat Guru, and we are representative of Krishna. So then what to do now? Apply your intelligence. So that intelligence, how to apply intelligence? So now it is still that anasaktasya visayan yatharham ipajunyataha nirbandha Krishna sambandha yukta vairagyam uchyati. To get married, entangled in family affairs and entangled in kingdom affairs, management in the royal affairs, that is your visaya. That's all called visaya. And staying in forest in Nanamshad, that is called your visaya. Rupa Goswami is telling, you can accept visaya, but not attached to that visaya. That is buddhi. So how you can do like that? Anasaktasya visayan yatharvam upajunyata. You can use that visaya in a detachment way. How? Na nirbandhe Krishna sambandhe. How you can do these things? Na if all this visaya, you make relation of this visaya with Krishna. You can nirbandha that is this things, this opulence is not belong to me. This is Krishna's. I am using it. This is not mine. This is Krishna's. Nirbandha Krishna sambandhe. One crude example you can understand. Some of you working in bank, or you must have all your bank accounts, you have seen people working in bank. Those people are working in bank, in treasurer or something like that, in that post. They're going to the bank, to the treasury counter and cash counter, and till the end of the day, they are dealing with the dollars, the bills, 1,000 bills, 500 bills, $100 bills, and counting 100,000 millions of dollars every day. But they can never use a penny for their use. They cannot buy a bottle of water for themselves. No, they cannot. Because they know 100% in their mind, in their intelligence, in their understanding, they know this is not mine, this is bank money. I am only counting on behalf of bank, receiving and jamaat. And at the end of the day, Milan, exactly how much received, that much I am deposited on. If 5 rupees, if 2 rupees shortage, then problem. They have to take his own personal money and put it there. Not a single rupee cannot hear it. Because they know very well that this is bank's money. I cannot, then my job will lose, I will be punished, anything will happen. They are very fearful, they can't take it. They cannot use it, misuse it, they cannot take it, they cannot do anything. They just have to just become honestly do it there. They want to do something, they have to use their personal money, they cannot take that money. So, if all people, those who are working in banks, in a treasury or cash, whatever, they cannot use a single rupee or 2-3 rupees from banks, because they know very well that this is not belong to them, this is bank money, people are going to bank money, it's not mine. I can use only whatever given to me as my salary. I have that limit, I can use that. Whatever. I cannot take single penny from here. So this is proper understanding. So that understanding should not only be inside the bank counter, bank area. It should be everywhere, because isavasyam idam sarvam jat kinchat jagatyam jagat, the whole universe, everything idam sarvam, everything belong to Lord. Nothing is belong to us. Everything is avasya, it's all Ishwara's. Just like in bank, we are saying this all money, bank money, I cannot use. So similar way, you cannot use anything in this universe. Even a flower, even a fruit, even a glass of water, even a rock, even a earth, nothing is yours. Everything belongs to Krishna only. Ishwara. Ishavasyam idam sarjam jat kinchat jagatyam jagat. Tena tyaktena bhunjita magdha kasva siddhanam. And Lord is very kindly has sanctioned everybody's quota, fixed. Your quota is this much, his quota is this much, that quota is he has already did this job. So we have to take and use only that much what is in our quota. What is fixed in our quota only. We should not take something more than that. But all of us are not following it. We are not following it. That is the problem. That is the problem. We human beings are not following the law of nature. But the other animals, they are following. We are not following. So, because they are accepting what the nature's law, we are not accepting the nature. We are not following. This is the problem. If we in always in our life think that everything is Krishna's, nothing is mine, so I should use only for the Krishna's service. In bank service, I can use in deposit in bank, and whatever bank give me, I can use. So in this way, everything is Krishna's. I should use in Krishna's service. Nothing is to me. If whatever Krishna gave for me, for mine, so then I can use it. That is proper. That is anasaktasya visayanatha. And you can get many examples of kings, just like Janak Maharaj. Janak Maharaj was such a highly elevated king. And he was so detached. He was so detached when he was king even. He was so detached. He's one of his, the name of him is called Videha. Videha means who is out of Deha. We all have bodily attachment, bodily conception of life, but he is free from his bodily conception, totally out of the Atma Buddhi, bodily conception, Janak Maharaj. And by being an ideal king, at the end of the life, he achieved moksha. Because he was accepting the kingdom, not as his kingdom. It is Krishna's. And he is a representative of Krishna, just doing the job. Not only Janak Maharaj, Amarish Maharaj, Yudhishthir Maharaj, many there such kings are there. Yudhishthir Maharaj, it is said that when the whole, he was the emperor of the whole universe. He, universe in the whole world. Whole world. Saptadipadhipati. Yudhishthir Maharaj was the emperor of the seven islands, Saptadipadhipati, Sasagara Dhara, all the oceans and all the islands belong to him. Bharatvarsha is one varsha only. There are in Vala island, in Jambudipa, like Jambudipa, there are seven dipas are there. And in one dipa in Jambudipa, there are nine varsas. And among the nine varsas, Bharatvarsha is one varsa. And we are in this verse, you know. So, like that. He was the emperor of the whole world, Saptadipadhipati. But in his consciousness, in his mind, he was accepting that I am not the owner of these things. I am a servant of Krishna. And this kingdom is a prasadi, is a prasad of Krishna. Krishna has given me charge. He made me king. He gave this duty, the kingship, to be executed. So by his order, by his desire, I am just managing the kingly affairs. But this kingdom is not belong to me. This is Krishna's. I am also Krishna's. This whole empire is Krishna's. I am also Krishna's. Somehow or other Krishna want to use me. He engaged me in this particular job. So I am doing his job. I am his servant, so doing his job. That's it. This is the understanding. This is the consciousness. If we can maintain this consciousness, just like our Acharya says, Krishna samsara kara chadi anacha. This family life is not condemned, but the condemned when we are using for ourselves, our indriya tripti. When we doing family life to enjoy our senses, that is condemned. But family life, you can understand this, my wife is belong to Krishna, my is Krishna's property, my whatever house, building, my money, property, car, my son and daughter, relative, everybody is Krishna's, not mine. But Krishna has given me the responsibility to maintain them, to look after them. As a Visaya Prahari, like a watchdog, so I am executing the duties given by Lord to take care of this. They are all Krishna's property, so I am just taking care of them. This is the understanding. In this way, if you first maintain our relation with Krishna and relate everything in Krishna's relation, all the Visaya, all your family, your opulence, your kingdom, whatever you have, everything you just give to Krishna. Manasa, deha, geha, jo kichu mero, arpilu tua pade nanda kisora. Hey, Nanda Kishore, first give everything, surrender everything to him. Then it is his now. Now it is no more your. Nothing is yours. You are also his servant, and everybody is belong to him only. So as a servant, you are appointed him to do something. So you are doing that job. So then you have no ownership there. Nothing. No ownership. So that is intelligence. That is in use of intelligence. Nirbandhe Krishna Sambandhe Jukta Vairagya Uchyate. This is called Jukta Vairagya. There are two kinds of Vairagya. One is Jukta Vairagya, one is Suska Vairagya. So this intelligence is called, Brahmaji is telling, O Priyavata Maharaj, you should apply your Jukta Vairagya. Jukta Vairagya means forget this. I will follow celibacy. Forget this idea, this adamant. Just go back to your palace, get married, and accept the kingdom, but never ever think that you are the owner, you are the enjoyer, you are the decision maker, something, proprietor, nothing. Everything is Krishna's, you are his servant, and you are just doing, executing his order, doing something on his behalf. On his behalf. Krishna Sambandhe. Then you don't have any attachment. You are only attached to your service. That's it. So when he said, accept the kingdom, accept the married life, and just like without detachment, attached to Krishna, that this responsibility given by Krishna, so do your service perfectly to please Guru and Krishna, and slowly you will get detached. Your retirement time will come. So retire and come to forest again and practice your renounce. So both things will happen. You will keep our order also. By following our order, you accept the kingdom, accept the merit order of life, and do the management, be a king, be a familiar. But remember that don't think that you are the enjoyer, you are the proprietor, you are the owner. Always think that you are an appointed servant in this post. On behalf of the authority, you are doing this, executing this job. Keep this always in your mind, in intelligence. Then there will be no attachment, there will be no problem. You can be a grihastha, be a king, and be a bairagi also. Everything can be possible. That's why Parikrit Maharaj raised this point. How come an entangled person, before he was renounced, then he become attached, a king, and then become again weakened by Rambi. How can? He said, it's possible. If somebody is buddhiman, buddhi yoga, that buddhi yoga is, if everything is related to Krishna, anasakta siddhi, if you do everything in a detachment way, And keeping how your detachment happens, now everything will attach to Krishna. Everything is nirbandhe Krishna sambandhe. If everything you can accept in the relations of Krishna, they are all belong to Krishna. I am also belong to Krishna. So this is my job. I have to only do like that. So that is the proper way of using your intelligence and doing job. In this way, if you do, then you can fulfill all desire. Narada Muni will be happy in the end of the day. You are in Anshada and you are in it. And your father and myself will be happy also. Take care of your family life and also the kingdom. So in this way, you will do everything, satisfy everybody. So don't become too much adamant by, too much puffed up by your so-called tapobala and yogic power or your intelligence or education, something like that. Don't become too much puffed up. Forget it, all these things. Just accept, but in a detachment way. That is called intelligence. Manisaya in this text is saying, Manisaya va, swa manisaya, use your intelligence. And what is that intelligence? This is called detachment. Whatever you do, whatever you get, accept it and do it in a very detached way. This detachment is the application of our intelligence. Anything we are doing, any post, in any position, we will use those things. We will do the best use of it in a very detached way. How the detachment will come? The detachment will come only when we will relate everything and ourselves also to Krishna. And everything belongs to Krishna. They are also Krishna's. I am also Krishna's. Everything is Krishna's. And I am just doing on behalf of Krishna. So then, and the moment we think that I am the enjoyer, I want to gratify my senses, I want to do like this, this is the problem. When you accept everything as Krishna's, and we are doing in practical life, in day-to-day life, just I gave the example of banks. Every treasurer is going to bank, they cannot take a 5 rupees bill. No, they can't. Because they know very well that is it. But only they will come out of bank if they find somebody's purse somehow or other fall down in the way. If they saw it, they'll put it there in pocket. Bank, they are very gentleman. When they come out of bank, then they see note, then we come in a different way. When that consciousness is only inside the bank. When they come out, then the everything, I can enjoy it. Now bank cannot say anything. Bank cannot say anything, but Krishna can say anything. But Krishna's boundary, bank's area is within the bank boundary, within the bank office, bank house. But Krishna's boundary, Krishna's area is the whole universe. Ananta Koti Brahmanda. So you can't go beyond the area of Krishna. Nobody can surpass. So we have to accept the authority, the ownership of Krishna. Krishna is the, and he declared it. Bhaktar aham jagyatapasam sarvaloka maheswaram, that I am the supreme enjoyer of everything. I am the proprietor of everything. So proprietor, enjoyer and owner, only Krishna. We are not. So you should very clearly, you should accept it in our mind and intelligence. If we accept these things, then we will not have attachment. When we say this is Krishna's, and if I take it, then I will be punished. Just like we know this is bank money. If he somehow or other put some dollar bills in my pocket, then bank people will catch me and then they severely punished me, my job will be gone and everything, this thing will happen. Similarly, if you consider, if anything in this whole universe, wherever I am, if I misuse anything for my personal sense gratification or use, then Krishna will catch me, my job will be gone and I will be severely punished. If this fear will be there, this understanding will be there, then we will act perfectly as a gentleman, as a servant of Krishna. Just like the bank servants are working for bank honestly, then we will become an honest servant of Krishna also. Because that proper understanding, that fear is not there, because you don't know, we are not seeing Krishna in our eyes, we are not realizing Krishna properly. That's why we are doing all these kind of illegal things. And we are trying to use Krishna's property for our personal sense gratification, something like that. Because we are not realizing the presence of Krishna and the ownership of Krishna, and this is all these things belong to Krishna, that we are not realizing this. So through sadhu, guru and shastra, we should realize that everything, even me, my body, my everything that exists in this universe, everything we see, everything we hear, everything we will see, everything we will hear, everything that exists, that all belong to Krishna for his service, for his pleasure. We all living entities are belong to Krishna for his service, for his pleasure. Yes. And then we will have proper understanding and we will use our intelligence in properly, and then in a detachment way, that whatever it is given to me as my quota, I can use that. Rest, it's boss property. It's my boss, my Krishna's. I have no authority there. So then everything will be all right. So that we can understand from this text, that how we have to use our intelligence to satisfy Krishna and satisfy all the authorities. Hare Krishna. Is there any question or comments?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you so much for such a beautiful, beautiful class. Very nice example of a bank cashier or bank employer, how we should not utilize bank amount. It was very beautiful, Maharaj, that where we can easily relate to the topic of today's. It was so nice. Is there any devotees having any questions or realizations? Please go ahead. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Mataji, can I ask a question?
Yeah, sure, Prabhuji. Sure,
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Please accept my humble obeisances, Maharaji. Maharaj, question. I have a question like for Priyavart Maharaj and Swayambhu Manu. Are they all Jeeva Tattva or Vishnu Tattva? Or are they included as Jeevas, or are they like expansion of Vishnu? Like?
They are all Jeeva, except Vishnu Tattva, all are Jeeva Tattva, Baba. Even
okay.
Brahma also. Yes.
Ji. And yes. Maharaj, another question comes about Narad Muni. Okay, Narad Muni, he was the son of a maid servant, as we saw in the first canto.
In his previous life.
In his previous life. And Narad Muni is Mahajan. So, when did this thing happen? Like, when Narad Muni, and also like in the first canto we hear, we read that Narad Muni is incarnation of Krishna as well, one of the incarnations. So how can a jiva become incarnation of Krishna, Maharaj?
No, when he appointed as Narada's post, when he got the post of Narada, then he became incarnation, then he became Narada, then he became all-powerful. Before that, he was just an ordinary maidservant son. But when he achieved that post, then the post power is there. If you become the president of America, then you are now as an ordinary gentleman, then you, when you become that post, you actually become president, you will be called as president of and you will use your power also. Similar thing, Narada achieved that post.
Okay, Maharaj. Yes. Can I ask one small question? So Maharaj, Narad Muni, when did that boy became Narad Muni?
When he got posted as Narad.
Ji.
That is eternal post. When he got posted, get the appointment. So when he was made servant, at that time he got association of few devotees for 4 months. Some sadhus Vedantis, he got 4 months association. By that association by that satsanga, so he got the mantra and he got the how to practice devotional service. And he, with their association, he practiced with them for 4 months, and even he got the fortune to eat their remnants and practice with them. After 4 months, they gave him initiation and he practiced. through that, then he got a glimpse, sight of the Lord. Lord said, I am there, don't worry. But that's it. Then Lord gave him instruction that till the end of your life, just do Harinam. And I am the maintainer, don't worry about your maintenance. I will maintain you. You do just chanting my name. That's it. And he did the Harinam Sankirtan throughout his life till his last breath. And when his last breath taken place, when he leave his body, then he immediately appointed us in the post of Narada. Okay?
Okay, Maharaj. Thank you.
From that, he is Narada.
Thank you so much, Maharaj. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Thank you.
Yes. Anything else? Shyama Gauri Devidas is not there?
She's there, Maharaj. She's there.
She's there?
Yes, Maharaj. She's there. Yeah, she's here.
Okay. Because I thought she is the host, but now I am seeing that Vinita Gandharvika Devidasi is the organizer or something like that. I don't know who is. Anyway, so okay, is there any more question or something?
Yeah, I see Maharaj Van Mataji has raised her hand. Swati Mataji, I will request her to unmute.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Dandut Pranam,
yes.
All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Kindly accept my humble obeisance. Maharaj, I started to reading Srimad Bhagavatam from the very beginning, and it is my first experience reading it. So I just get confused between two words, Param Satya, absolute truth, and Param Purush. Means on one point it is said ki they are not equal. So I'm just getting confused. Can you just tell me?
In which point is said not equal?
Sorry?
Where you read that they are not equal?
In the introduction only. Very beginning.
And we read it again. Param Purusha is Param Satya.
Can I read in Hindi?
Yes, why not?
Very first line. Ishwar ki avdharna tatha Param Satya ki avdharna saman star par nahi hai. This line is making me confused.
Hare Baba. Read it again. Ishwar ki avdharana.
Ji.
So it is not dharana, it is avdharana. And then?
Conception. Param satya ki avdharana saman star par nahi hai. Means they are not equal.
No, not equal means Ishwar or Param satya ki avdharana. Avdharana or dharana? What is said written there?
Avdharana, conception.
In English it is conception?
Ji.
The conception of Ishwara and the conception of Param Satya is not equal. So Ishwara, this Brahma is called Ishwara, Shiva is called Ishwara, Indra is called Ishwara, but they are not Param Satya, na? They are not absolute. Any controller can be called Ishwara.
So, but they are so not in Param the first Ishwara. Line only, in the first line only, why, matlab, Ishwar means all the gods. Shivji,
gods,
Ishwar.
Yes. Yes,
so
yes,
why in the very beginning it is explaining ki they are not on same position? Because Srimad Bhagavatam is for the person who can understand that Supreme Lord is Shri Krishna.
Yes.
That person can understand Srimad Bhagavatam. Na? So why it is telling from the God? Why it is describing from the God word?
Because many of us, mostly all of us, are thinking that all the gods, and they are also in the form of Ishwara. They are also Ishwaras. That's why. To clean our that kind of consciousness, is saying you should not think Ishwara and Paramapurusha, the absolute truth, they are same. They are not same. Ishwara can be, you can be Ishwara also to your department or to your family. But you cannot be supreme absolute Ishwara. Parameshwara you cannot be. Okay?
Okay, Maharaj, I got confused. Thank you so much, Maharaj.
You got confused again?
Now I am clear. I am clear now.
Yes, okay.
Thank you so much, Maharaj. Wonderful.
Hare Krishna, dear devotees, anybody having any more questions for Maharaj? Please go ahead.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you so much. It was very nice class. Didn't have any question, but the class was very, very clear, Maharaj. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Ananta Koti Dandavat Pranam. Thank you so much. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev ki jai, behalf of all Bhakti Sangha Vishnu.
Who is speaking?
This is Mother Vrinda Gopika.
Okay. Yes, only. Neither your Nama nor Rupa, both is not coming.
Voice is not coming, Maharaj?
That's Sabda only, but Nama and Rupa was not there.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. It's Krishna Smita Devi Dasi.
Yes.
Since you're in Vrindavan, please accept my humble obeisances at the lotus feet of all the Vaishnavas from here. Please, always asking, seeking your blessings from Vrindavan. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Very nice class, Maharaj. Very nice. Thank you.
Some hand sign is there in bracket 2. Sirumani. Who is Sirumani?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Please accept my humble obeisances. Yeah, Maharaj, I have a question.
Yes.
Swayambhu Manu and all the Priyavrat, where they all used to stay, Maharaj, and the earthly planets are like Satyaloka.
They are in Bahismatipura. In Manupuri. This earthly planet, this everything belongs to him only. They have their special assembly. In Meru Mountain, there Brahismatipura is there. And it is said in Bharatavarsha, in Kanpur, near Kanpur, there is a place called Bithur. They are saying this is Bharishmatipura, where Manu Maharaj used to say. And from there, Uttanapada's son, Dhruva Maharaj, he went to Madhuban from Bithur. They are saying that this is the place. Just like nowadays, you know, big people, though they are not king, but big businessmen or big opulent people, they have koti in many places. In India, I don't know about out of India, but in India also, many big metropolitan cities, they have their houses. In Calcutta, in Bangalore, in Bombay, in Delhi, they have their houses. They can stay in any houses. They are also his house. This is also his house. So they can have a koti in Bharishmatipura, an extension counter, one big koti in earthly planet, in Satyaloka, in other loka, they can have, because all of them, they are the whole emperor of Manusya. Manu Maharaj, direct son of Brahma, empowered king. Okay?
Okay, Maharaj, thank you so much for the wonderful answer. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, dear devotees, is there anybody having any more questions? Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hare Krishna Maharaj, the Mataji was saying to asking, requesting you to pray since you are in Vrindavan, that Mataji has cancer. So I request you to pray for her to Shishi Krishna Balaram and Shishi Radha Shyam Sundar.
Okay.
Her name is Krishna Smita Mataji. Krishna Smita Mataji, if possible, can you turn on your video?
Yes, Mataji, I can.
Yeah, you can get darshan of Maharaj.
Yes.
Yeah, this is the Mataji. She lives in Charlotte.
Okay.
Krishna Smita Devi Dasi.
Thank you. Thank you, Shamakara Mataji. That's so sweet of you. Thank you.
Yeah, Mataji is struggling with her health problem and she has cancer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, don't worry. Just remember Krishna and chant his name. Everything will be well like
that. Thank you, Guru Maharaj. That's so sweet of you. Please accept my humble obeisances. All everyone's blessings, Guru Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. Thanks. Thank you, all the devotees. Please accept my humble obeisances. Vancha kalatra upisacha kripa sindhye pecha padityanam pavne vivesh. Please forgive me for all my sins and ask for your blessings.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Okay, Vinita Mataji, we will stop here now? Or?
Yes, Maharaj, thank you so much once again for such a beautiful class. I would like to offer my obeisances to you, Maharaj. Vancha kalpa tarubhyasya kripa sindhu pya eva cha patitanam
pavaneh
vivesh. His Holiness Bhakti Ashraya Vaishnava Swami Maharaj.
Dhanvat Pranam Maharaj. Hare Krishna. Dhanvat
Pranam. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.